All right. Welcome you to Closed on Sundays at Al Spirits Music. Typically, I'm on the other side of the camera. My name is Alan Aldrich, and I'll be playing today. Here's a song I wrote called Outside My Window. I hope you like it. Outside my window, well, here come the afternoon. A rain cloud's coming from the west, will I pass a test? What is said before me, just a drink of cool water. Had enough to sing my ship. And it's enough to sing my ship. Escapes my morning. Well, that's cold coffee with this hot burning sun. Why you still tingling in last night's memory? Full of snakes. Think I'll talk it over with you and stand and so what sail to adventure if we pack up our things and go home? We'll go wherever we see fit, and that's a life on the open road. Maybe that's what I'm afraid of. Lowering my ship. Second thought. What's out my window? All right, next one is called Break It Off. Half a freeway, half a tree line, half an amen, half a good time. And can an omen be a Sundance? How a mistake, it might be one chance. And What a me way, what a hard head, where's the leeway, where's the heartland? And break it all down, and piece it all back together for me now, and break it all down, and piece it all back together for me now. It's inspiring. Why a wedding ring? I need a friar. Teach me how to sing. I want you to notice. I want you more than me. I need an answer. Tell me how to be. Break it all down. Piece it all back together for me now, and break it all down. Piece it all back together for me now. Need an answer, I take a good one, take a look at all that I had done, see my whole heart, set the scene clear, uninterrupted and shame-filled. Can I pick it up? These black cards, these diamonds, these street cards, is there room to heal a old spot? Maybe we can make a new one and break it all down. Piece it all back together for me now, and break it all down. Piece it all back together for me now. Half a freeway, half a tree line, half an amen, have a good time. All right. This next one's called We Could Be Us. Just a second. Wasn't that nice? I could be a fighter in my head, wage war against my self instead, playing the fool with gold despair. We could be an item in my dreams, I wore out my welcome, turned the queen, home alone, woe to fear. You could be mine, we could be us, we could be riding our own ticket home. In the height of the tail, turn of a key, getting the wonder we don't know. don't know. Yeah, I could be a gamble, heads or tails. Heed with the chance, I don't own the field. I'm means. We could be an anthem, sing it loud. Raise your voice and never go without a place to call your home again. You could be mine, we could be us. Riding on Tiki-O. In the heart of the tail, turn of a key, beginning to wander, we don't know. My man, I wanna be. Are you the plan? You had to see me on as you look the other way. Am I the man I wanna be? You the plan? You had to see me on as I look the other way. We could be an anthem, singing loud. Raise your voice and never go without a place to call your own again. You could be mine, we could be us, we could be riding on Tiki-O. In the heart of the tail, turn of a key, getting the I could be a fighter in my head, wage war against myself instead. All right. We'll do one more. This is a psych piece song. It's called Jesse James. I wish I had a pistol, I wish I had a cause. I'd stand at the end of a band I lost. And if I had me a pistol, ain't nobody I'd fear. Put my pistol in my pocket, oh, I'd charge the gates of hell. And I wish I was Jesse James. Just one day, one day. And Miss Jane got you looking good, like a star in the night, in underneath the moonlight. Shape just right. And I wish I could hold you, but just for the night. You can lean on my shoulder, tell a secret. No, you could cry. they pay the heaviest price. And I wish I was Jesse James, just one day, a day. He's so tough in the movies. Oh, he's played by Johnny Cash. And he was as loyal of a brother as anyone could ask. And he never said a word about where we kept the hidden stash. A special kind of love between them brothers, they say. And I wish I was Jesse James, just one day, a day. Well, that outlaw life, it always appealed to me this way. And I wish I was Jesse James, just one day, one day. All right, that's it.
All right, yeah. Welcome you to Porch Talk. I'm your host today, Danny Webb. Today we have a treat for you. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the brains behind Clothes on Sunday, and the owner and operator of Al's Spirits and Music, Alan Alters. How's it going, Al?
Dude, what's up? Yeah. Sitting on the other side today.
I know. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
So when I recorded the Clothes on Sundays, when I was getting the shots and everything right, I was like, I'm used to being on that side.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different view, different take on it, I guess.
Yeah.
Get the taste of your own medicine.
Though. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
You get to see what you put everybody else through.
It's not a big deal if it happens, but one thing I will say, no boo-boos.
Yep.
Straight through. I like a straight through to where you don't got to touch the video, you don't have to touch the audio, you just...
Just go right on through
just
it.
Let it ride.
Yeah, you really didn't have any choice, though, did you?
No, I don't.
But hey, there we go, there we go. But, you know, we've got you here now on the other side, so I mean, I guess for... all the listeners and the watchers that don't really know you and, you know, would like to know. I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where's your background and what you
yeah.
do?
Yeah, man. From the big metropolis of Kennedy, Alabama. You know, population a little over 500 people. Went to high school with a neighboring town, Millport, at South Lamar.
Go Stallions.
Yeah, I was. We were both Stallions.
That's right.
Got into music via, like, I always thought my dad had pretty good taste, but Sid playing a talent show was what solidified me wanting to play music, and that's really, and something cool that recently happened, and it was going back on a 30-year record that's about to be released. I got an email about possibly having one of the Cranberries on Porch Talk, and I got early access, the MTV Unplugged with the Cranberries. It comes out November 7th of this year.
Nice.
But I already have it on that computer.
Cool.
And I get to listen to it. I get to write a review and possibly have a Cranberry on the show.
That'd be sweet.
We've been doing Porch Talk for 7 years, but just kind of back to the background. I wasn't going to go to college. I never really cared a whole lot about school. I finished ninth in my class, which was amazing because I was rarely there, and if I was there, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do.
Which, but it was South Lamar, so yeah. You know.
And I mean, and I wound up at Shelton State. I was just going to, with no plan, I had packed my duffel bag. I was going to move down to Mobile. I couldn't tell you why, where I was going to live, what I was going to do, or what was going to happen. I just felt like I was going to move to Mobile. Eventually, I would, a couple years down the road, but Shelton State and Bevel State, the two local community colleges, they, and this was back during my era, it could have changed, it could be better, it could be worse now, I don't know. But they always knew if you came from South Lamar because of how good you were at math, or if you could write an English paper.
Yeah.
Most of us couldn't.
Yeah. Had good math teachers and good English teachers, but it just wasn't our thing.
Yeah, trying. Yeah, I will say, I wouldn't blame it on the teacher.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm not going to sit here and name them all, but like on the math side, they were real good at their job.
Oh, yeah.
And I found them to be inspiring people. They wanted the best for you.
Yeah.
I studied industrial electronics in Shelton State. Started working in Columbus, and would slowly, that's how I kind of started getting involved in the Columbus music scene. Wasn't satisfied with my life at the time, so I decided to go back to school, and I would go down to Mobile. I went to the University of Mobile. I was studying theology and missions. Spent a lot of time overseas, Central and South America. Got to play music in a lot of those countries, Mediterranean countries. Got to.
I bet that was definitely an experience. It was
great, man. Yeah. I've been to more countries than I have been states.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I'd like to change that eventually. And a lot of it was due to music, and a lot of it was due to like my school studies and
what you were having to do.
Yeah, what I was having to do. Yeah. Absolutely. I got married down there, and that was short lived. After that, I fought for about a year, year and a half to stay down in Mobile. I was living in a garage. I wasn't happy, and it just dawned on me one day. I was working two jobs, and it just kind of clicked. Why the hell am I trying so hard to be down here?
Yeah, get back to your roots.
Yeah, I was like, let me go back to my roots. Yeah. Let me reconnect and readjust, realign my life. And so I came back home to Kennedy, and about that time, me and Brother Cobb would start hanging out on the regular, and that's how Porch Talk was born, really. I would say it's just as much Cobb's, or it's just as much yours, or Big John, or, you know, it belongs to all of us,
just,
really.
Just guys just hanging out and talking.
Yeah.
That's basically all it was. You know, it was just kind
of. Yeah. You know, he had asked, he's like, man, you ever heard of a podcast? And at that time, I wasn't really listening. That was about the time where I feel like people in the area were, like, really catching on to, like, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
You know, for all time, like, love him or hate him, you would have.
Yeah.
He's the podfather.
You would heard him or Howard Stern or something along that lines, you know, within that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was 2018, and so that was about the time to where, like, it felt like your Howard Sterns and, like, radio was going out, and like
everybody was
transitioning
to the internet side. Yeah, exactly.
Everything was transitioning to podcasting, and like, I mean, I give Cobb all the credit in the world for that. He's like, I think we could do it. We started out, we didn't really know we were doing pop culture, we were doing sports, we were just doing things that we enjoyed.
Just hot topics, just like whatever was going on. Yeah.
And then the show kind of started finding success within the first 5 to 10 episodes. The show kind of got popular in Columbus. I say there were people in Columbus listening.
Oh, yeah.
And people in Columbus reached out, and would you be willing to take the show to Columbus? And, I mean, the first guest was Colin Kreiger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way, it was just word of mouth. And when you looked that guy up on social media or, like, any billboard around town.
Oh, yeah. He's into this stuff.
Yeah, he's into, yeah. if there's something going on in Columbus, he knows about it.
And you know him. You know Colin. Everybody does in Columbus.
And I had him on the show, and he turned me over to Jamie Nettles at the Sunstroke House.
Yeah.
And that was how the music side of Porch Talk was born. Because Jamie allowed me to talk with, and these are national, sometimes international touring acts. She's had Grammy winners such as John Paul Wyatt from the Civil Wars. Just if you looked at Jamie's resume for the music that she's had at her home,
pretty impressive.
It's very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to be able to have some of those people on this show, and the show kind of took a turn. And so we had the two aspects of Port Soccer College. It's like our show to where we're just kind of, it's the boys kicking it, talking about whatever's kind of happened. We're just hanging out. It's light. We try to have fun. If we talk about, you know, current events or whatever's going on, for the most part, I feel like we're just trying to laugh ourselves, keep ourselves from crying, really. But bring a little levity to it. And then you have the music side of it. I got hooked up with, broad story, but kind of give you an idea of this trajectory. Munson Brothers, Ryan Munson, would come on the show. And from the moment that we met, I interviewed Ryan that night, but it was my interview, too, because immediately after that, we started working together. And so almost as long as this show has been a thing, Ryan Munson and I have been doing art festivals together, selling Munson Brothers wares, planning Oktoberfest and Porch Fest together, and just trying to give Columbus something to do. And now it's turned into a pizzeria and a bar. It's a place for families. It's a place for the Air Force. It's a place for misfits.
Very successful business as of right now. It's, it's constantly growing too. So.
And I'm proud of him, but I mean, like, that's a big part of this show history. It's a big part of my history is working with Ryan Munson. He taught me a lot about business, small business, and really this is how we're sitting here today.
Yeah.
This was for sale for a while, but it was the previous owner never let a realtor take it, advertise it. The original asking price was too much, and the more serious he got about wanting to spend his retirement with his family and grandkids, the price started coming down, and a realtor, Sherry Lipsy, out of Columbus, she picked up the property. That got passed on to Ryan Munson. He knew that I had been wanting my own business for a time, and I felt like, you know, I would definitely say, like, there was a lot of, for lack of a better word, grooming. He was teaching me ways of the
That you were small learning from him and learning along with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And he showed me the numbers and everything about this place. I went to two banks. I took the numbers with me and I took my finances with me. The first bank, it was a hard no. Immediate, like,
absolutely not.
And I think that's the case for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I mean, one of my favorite comedies is Jim Carrey, Yes Man.
Yeah.
And he's in that spot to where, like, he's just giving out loans.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bank manager or, like, however high up the guy is, he's like, brings him in for a meeting. He's like, you know, we're supposed to be, like, saying no, but you say yes, but these people are making good on it.
Yeah. Because they're just so happy they got the chance, yeah.
Yeah. So the second bank that I went to, I showed them the numbers, and it was an immediate, we'll figure this out.
So we can make it happen. Yeah.
And that was back in November of 2024. I wanted to be here and with the store by Thanksgiving. Nothing was really going my way. It was the New Year and Christmas. I wanted it then because obviously I would assume that that's probably one of the high times of
pretty busy
having a liquor store. That didn't work. It was January. It was February. Porch Fest 25 was coming. And I had to put this on the back burner on top of, like, the previous owner. And rightly so. I mean, he was calling and texting me and the realtor, like, every day, multiple times a day. Are we doing this or not? And I was like, brother, everything on my end, everything on her end is done. Like, we're literally just waiting on the bank to do, like, whatever they have to do. But they say that I'm good for it. They're good for it. It's just, we're just waiting for all the puzzle pieces
check
to fall. And
that
also gave me time because it's
yeah, it was pretty stressful.
You had to get, an FBI background check. Mm-hmm. I had to get cleared with the state ABC. That was the whole process. You had to... With the city itself, you had to changing the name from Boomer's Beverages to House Spirits and Music. The spirit portion of it, they weren't concerned with that. There had been a established liquor store here, and people knew what it was about. But it was the music part, and that was a big hang-up when calling it Owl Spirits and Music. This place probably would have opened in March when I got my ABC license with the state, but I had to wait to get my business and liquor license here in the city until I went and stood before City Hall, and Chief Black wanted to meet me, the mayor wanted to meet me, and the city council members wanted to meet me and just kind of talk about the vision, because Reform is a small town.
Yeah.
And I get that. And so, like, anytime you got somebody new, somebody you don't necessarily know, and they're coming in your town and they're taking over a stable.
Doing something that's a little different for the town.
Too, and it's a little different. It's going to offer. And when I explained the music portion of it, and I was, this cooler back behind us, it runs 24 hours a day. There's a lot of coolers, there's a lot of things in the store that are running 24 hours a day. So I can't be open on Sunday. But I'm being charged for power because that cooler is running. And so Closed on Sundays was born because I wanted to utilize the space and also help build, create culture for the community. You can come. We're going to have musicians traveling from all over the country to come here and play for us. I appreciate the compliments. I think it's high praise. People have compared it to like an NPR Tiny Desk.
Mm-hmm. Very similar.
It's a unique experience. I don't really know of any other liquor stores that have live music.
I know I've never seen a show in a liquor store before other than here, and it's a treat. It's something. And even a lot of the artists that come and play that, they're like, this is, I've never done this before. I'm like, not a lot of people have, because it's its own animal here. So, yeah.
And I mean,
it's
and
pretty
just,
cool.
And some of the people that I've reached out for and that are going to play here, some of them are friends of mine. And I'm not surprised that they're taking me up on it. But there are a lot of people I didn't know from Adam. And these are like bigger national touring acts, and I'm writing them like, that Rich Henderson show.
That was a surprise.
That was a treat. That was 5-star caliber entertainment.
It definitely was. Definitely was. He did a great job.
And we've got some more shows coming in October and November. These are going to be killer shows, and like we're going to have a person who was just wrote up in the Rolling Stone magazine playing here in Reform, Alabama. Yeah. That's going to be a thing. And I guess, like, that's kind of the whole thing, like, with the store, now that we're here, just kind of back to that, I'm planning Porch Fest 25. It's March. The store, it's just not going right. And I was like, I am going to be trying to run a music festival and open a liquor store back to back. And that is exactly how it felt.
That's exactly what it was. It was very stressful. I know it was on your end. Yeah. I remember you were coming over to my house and talking about it all the time. I mean, ever since from November, we were always talking about what the progress was, and it was always slow going. But you know it, and it was like, hey, this is happening now.
And I mean, and you said it, and so many of my friends said it. But it's that whole process was a whole lot with like a lot of things with life. It's slow, it's slow, it's slow, and then it's everything
all there,
all at once, and all that you can do, whether it's it really doesn't matter what it is, man. I mean, it could be, like, your taxes. I mean, it could be trying to get the budget right to where you can keep your pantry full of food. Whatever, it's like, you got to take self-responsibility and do as much as you possibly can do on your end to make sure that the ball is never waiting on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was the biggest learning curve, because, like, a lot of times during my life, it's like, especially when something is taking a process and it's that long, I usually give up and just wash my hands.
Like, I'm done. Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
there you go.
I don't have
the patience for that. Yeah.
We ain't got to do this. And I thought it would be a cool idea, but I mean, I don't guess we're going to do this.
Yeah.
But it all came through. The store was open a little over a month. The close on Sundays kicked off. We're still working on our signage. I'm going to be real happy and satisfied with that. I don't think that'll be one of the most unique signs in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
And so everything that we're doing here, I want it to be top tier, whether it's with the music, with the signage, with the way that we treat people when they walk through that door, to I mean, whatever that we can do here. And, you know, I'm already thinking about what are we going to do next and, like, what's next for this place is – we could talk about that, but maybe it's – not quite time yet, but like I'm not afraid to speak it.
That was going to be one of my questions. You know, what you got coming up? Anything? I mean, not long term. Maybe here recent or just something.
Just sprucing the place up. Number one is like I want to give the inside and outside of the building a fresh paint job, a fresh coat of paint. I'd like to get a mural painted on the side of the wall to give Reform some art. Not saying there's not any around here, but just more. I want a privacy fence, the back lot. I want to have those canopies. That way it's always shaded. We'll have picnic tables. I'd like to get an Amish home, start a new LLC, a new business here on the property, even if that is 103 and a half, whatever it has to be.
Okay.
And get a little Amish home, get the health department, whether, you know, a three sink to where, you know, you soak, wash, rinse, and I'd like to do, I think we're going to probably do gourmet hot dogs and chicken wings.
Yeah, something simple.
Have a small menu,
yeah.
But once again, just going back to the mindset of what we want to accomplish here, whatever we decide to do food-wise, out there in the back, under the canopy and on those picnic tables, be top tier.
Yeah.
Although it's hot dogs and hot wings, but that's very American.
And it quite possibly could be the best hot dog and best hot wings you ever had, too.
Yeah.
So.
I got ideas for the process of how we're going to do it. But, yeah, and then eventually build a small stage out back, and you can go out there with your family, or you could go on a date here, you know, and we'll have a little stage, and we'll have some live music on the weekends and just kind of elevate and take this place to another level. Just after that, and if that finds some success, man, I'm already looking about, like, how do we take this thing on the road? Like, is it some style of a food truck? Is it some kind of a liquor wagon? Like, can we go to these festivals? Can we help people with their weddings or their big family events or... How can we utilize this space and what we do to just take it to the next level?
To be just more than a liquor store.
Yeah.
For the most part, yeah. And already it is. It's already more than a liquor store. And for some of the people that are watching and listening that don't know, I mean, yes, it is a small little town. And, I mean, there was a lot of learning curve you had to go from, you know, living in Mississippi and everything and then getting into Alabama, which – and having a liquor store – in a dry county, but a wet city. So there's a lot more that goes into it than just having a liquor store than what you would think. So there's a lot more, you know,
Back when I was in the process of getting it and when I knew I was going to get it and I kind of started showing my cards and, you know, just telling friends of mine in Columbus or Starkville, I just bought a liquor store in Reform, Alabama. And it's like, that's a dry county.
Yeah.
I was like, but it's a wet town. And, you know, they would, how does that work? And I was like, I don't
really know yet.
I don't really understand all the ins and outs, but it does. I'll learn it when we get there.
Yeah.
And we have.
Yeah. I remember when you first told me about it, and I was like, there's a liquor store in Reform? I was like, I had no clue, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, showing me the numbers to it and everything, I was kind of like, you know, you're almost crazy if you don't go for it,
yeah,
to be honest with you. So I'm glad you did, because you've got a really cool place here.
Yes. It's brought a whole lot to the table, man, and it's like I still hold down my full-time job in Starkville. I'm here as much as I can, but Sonia and Trey, the staff here, I think they do a great job of carrying on the culture that I want to have here as far as how we treat people.
Oh, yeah.
And just the way the store is ran, the way that it looks, the way the aesthetic of it. Back to the painting, I think a lot of painting will help with that too. I'm going to start bringing some art down here and kind of art the place up a little bit. But it's kind of serendipitous. This was the first liquor store I ever legally bought liquor.
Well, now there you go. Came back full circle then. Yeah,
it did.
For real.
And, you know, just with with Porch Fest, I mean, where Porch Fest and Porch Talk started is just
right down the road.
It's 15 minutes north of right here.
Yeah.
And just, I've been over in Mississippi for 6-7 years now, and that was one thing that I always wanted for myself, for the show, for Porch Fest, or whatever I was going to have musically. Is this is nothing against Mississippi, but I'm an Alabamian.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I want to put on for my state.
Oh, yeah. Get it. I mean, I was born and raised in Alabama, too, and, you know, but you know, we're so close to the Mississippi line that it's Mississippi's a big part of our life, too.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So we've got, you know, we're right in between two colleges, and it's just, it's hard not to migrate between both of them. So,
and that's yeah. it. And, you know, and with the people that support, like, what we do here a lot, I mean, those are our friends from Columbus coming out to support what we're doing here, especially when it comes to the close on Sundays.
Yeah.
Usually when I go local, you're going to see Tuscaloosa, Columbus, or Starkville.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, I mean, people are driving 3-4 hours to play here. And that's a blessing and an honor. And I think it says a lot about the place. But and I just want to continue. I don't want to lose any steam with Close on Sunday. I think the last show for this year we'll book, we'll probably think we booked it for the 14th.
Yep, to the 14th. Yeah.
And then as it gets closer to Christmas, maybe the Sunday before Christmas, we'll just have maybe a band come out and do like Christmas songs. Just do something fun. And I mean, maybe we do that one out in the parking lot if the weather is not terrible. And
never
just,
know around here. Yeah.
And just something for the community. Maybe that's not needed. Maybe it's not wanted. And I think baby steps. It's like with anything that I do, I'm always trying to think about how to elevate it like to the next level. But sometimes ain't nothing wrong with being where you're at.
It's true. Yeah. Sometimes you got to find that ceiling, though, sometimes. And I think in some aspects you have, and some you still got room mm-hmm. to go. So, but, yeah, I think you've got a great thing going on here. And I'm pretty sure if there's any other listeners or watchers that have friends or family that think they might want to, you know, do shows here, you know, have them reach out.
Yes.
I mean, they have other people reach out, wanted to, that he had no clue, you know, so why not?
Do that. Absolutely. And, I mean, just local people from here. And that's another great thing that I always thought about Porch Talk, especially now with us close on Sundays, is I'm not big on, I don't personally do it, and it kind of disgusts me a little bit when I look around and I see other people doing it, is pulling your phone out during the show and recording it. That it's kind of like if you park at a gas pump and you're not getting gas. It's like it just, why? But, with Close on Sunday, I asked the musical guests to get here a little early. We record 3 to 5 songs, and that'll be something that we can have online that, hey, if you weren't able to make it, here's a piece of
it. Here's a taste of it, yeah.
And then we do a, I only asked for 45 minutes, but, you know, every now and then somebody will serve up two hours. 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're here for it. And, you know, like with Rich's case, I mean, he gave us the band. He went solo.
Yeah, that was way more than expected and well worth it.
And he got back up with the band to close it out.
Yeah.
And, like, Will Stewart next Sunday is bringing a steel guitar player by the name of Ford Boswell.
Nice.
And, I mean, that's going to be cool. Honey Boy and Boots is,
oh, yeah.
You got a cello. We're going to have a rap group in here early December. So, I mean, a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
I'd like to represent East genre. Like, am I partial to, like, Americana and indie and folk? And all? I mean, yeah, that's what I enjoy. That's what I like. But I also know that
There's more than that.
There's more than that.
Yeah, there's definitely more than
and
that.
And I'd like to have it, like, with Hayden Hunter and the Yearly Trials.
Yeah.
That is, when it comes to rock, that's what I like.
Oh,
I like that style.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to have more rock shows. We're going to have different style of rock. I had somebody ask me yesterday, hey, I'm a poet. Would you ever consider doing poetry before the music? Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
I would have somebody come in and paint the thing live if they wanted to. Like, the more art, the better.
Yeah, it's art in general. I mean, yeah, music is a form of art, but, you know, just art in general.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, wanting to have, you know, murals and paintings and stuff around. I mean, there's, it's all there. So that's awesome.
And with a space, I would like for it to be bigger. I think this is good for a listening room. Oh, yeah. And I've already talked to a few comedians about it. I mean, we've done that at Porch Fest for years. Is like, I always try to bring in good comedy. You know, we would fly the boys down from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you know, Mike Rainey and mm-hmm. Drew Montana, Naeem Ali, Rob Cruz, and this year I brought Ryan Foster with them. And so we had five comedians, and I'm not a fan of open-air comedy, but they did their comedy on the outside stage at Munson's, and people who were comedy fans, they stayed for it, and they enjoyed it, and it was good. But I've been talking to them a little bit about, A, I need y'all to come, like, look at the space and see what it is. Because I think you could have 15, 20 people pile in here, and we could have a comedy show.
It's possible. They could do it.
Yeah. And I think this would be a better room suited for it. The only thing about it is, like, this would be really good for a local comic. But, like, I'm not really wanting to fly somebody in and then pay them for their time and then, you know, put them up. And I mean, that's just a bit excessive.
Yeah. It's not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
But I mean, that's an idea I had.
But you got dreams, you got things down the pipe for it. And I think you're in a good trajectory for that. So
appreciate it, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate you coming on this wild journey with me.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's another thing that was great about it. Like, my brother is my right-hand man. And
yep.
Ain't never really had bad blood or never to where, you know, we weren't getting along. I was over there and he was over here. And this is kind of something that kind of brought us back together. And now, I mean, we hang out every weekend. And, I mean, that was important to me.
Oh, that's great. That's great to have, for sure.
Because my family is not that big and there's not that many of us left. And so that was another thing that was important to me, too, is I was talking to Hicks earlier. He was talking about community and how do you make it grow. And I was like, I think we're trying to do it here with Close on Sundays. It's like music has a real opportunity to bring people together.
It speaks in volumes and it talks to people. It can bring people together.
Right? And then we got to talking about assets. And I was like, man, the older I get, the more that I value my time and who I give my time to.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm learning and I used to never be this way, but telling people no. Hey, you want to come over and do? No, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm doing exactly.
It's like I'm doing what I need to do right now.
Yeah, I was gonna share it on my music set for Close on Sundays, but I got this new song that I just finished out. I'm trying to hammer everything down and finish it. But one of the lines in the song is, "How am I never where I'm supposed to be?" And I was like, I felt like that for a long time, and now that I finally quit being everybody's kind of yes man and doing this and doing that for people, it's like, and doing for me and respecting my time, like, it's changing.
You found where you're supposed to be at that point. Yeah, I get it. I get it completely.
But, and I'm not saying be a dickhead if you're out there looking for advice. I was just like, just, it's your time. Take it serious.
Do what you want to do, not what everybody else wants you to do.
Yeah.
I get it.
But, yeah. Guys, I appreciate all the support with you listening to the show, whether it's on Spotify, Apple, or, I mean, you could do iHeartRadio or Pandora. You could watch it on YouTube. I highly recommend. You can see the Close on Sunday recorded sets. They're on Porch Talk Instagram, Porch Talk YouTube page, and you can see it on the Al Spirits of Music Facebook page. I'm considering this for the show. Eventually, and I don't know how far off we would be from this, but I want to change the format of Porch Talk. I don't really know what that looks like yet. I think that's one thing that we've kind of done great over the years. It's like we haven't forced anything. We kind of like just let it.
Yeah, went where it went for the most part, yeah.
And if we ever get bogged down into something that we ain't enjoying or we don't like doing, let's stop.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's okay not to do it every time.
Yep.
It's totally fine to break all the equipment out and not use any of it.
Yeah, we've done that before. We set up and you're like, you know what? I'm just not feeling it.
Not worth it. But I mean, that's ideal, man. I always like, it's joking around, but I was recently helping a guy start up I don't know if he's going to pull the trigger on it or not, but man, podcasting is not easy. You think, like, you get on YouTube and you watch other people do it, and they're carrying on, and they're having a good time, they're making you laugh, and sometimes they do a good job of making you feel like you're in the room with them. And everybody and their mother thinks that they can do it until they sit down, and, like, I tell everybody, if you're going to start, bank 10 episodes before you even drop one. It was, why? And I was like, because you're going to get to going, and then you're going
I've hit a wall. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to either run out of stuff to talk about, or you're going to run out of things to do, or whatever it might be. I mean, I know at times we repeat a lot of things from show to show, but, you know, it's how it goes. But then sometimes we riff off of that. So, but it's not an easy thing to always have something in the chamber.
Yeah. And that was something else. And, like, I don't want to ever discourage anybody from, like, pursuing something that they think that they could do, and especially now. And not to glaze over it too much, but, I mean, everything that happened with Kirk, he was a podcaster. And look at the cultural impact, and no matter how you feel about it, but you know who he is.
Yeah. He impacted you one way or the other, yeah.
And so, I mean, they're thinking about, like, naming a street after him in some Florida towns. I mean, and he's not even, I don't think he's from, I don't know where he's from. Yeah. I know he's not from Florida. But I was like, look what an impact you can have on culture and society as a whole. You know, back when we were first doing the podcast, how's your little show going? That used to bother me. It was like, if that was a teacher asking me that, well, how's your little classroom?
Yeah.
You know, they would kind of pick, I was like, yeah, don't call it little.
Don't belittle it on that end, too. But, you know, but then again, you know, you kind of started at the best possible time, too. It wasn't, you know, not long long after it got started. That's when COVID hit, and, you know, you couldn't really do much. So, I mean, you had that.
That was the golden age.
That was where a lot of people were getting into it at that point.
That was the golden age, man. Like, we had Manscaped. I've had three or four sponsors. I don't know if I'll ever have I don't know if we'll ever accept sponsorships for the show again. Maybe I will. I don't think I like reading ads. I don't like those advertisements on the show already. I eventually want to quit that, but it helps. Like, getting that money, it helps keeping the show moving, but at some point it's like, when are you a sellout?
Yeah.
But just back to the show just for a minute, like, golden age COVID, and, like, we really did build up an audience that, and, like, people really started, I mean, there's people in Los Angeles, there's people in New York, there's people in Egypt, there's people in Berlin, Germany, that just love the show. We ain't met them. We may never meet them. But that's, like, why I like trying to do, like, real-world events, like Porch Fest or even these clothes on Sundays. Like, you saw it on the show. Now you have a chance to – you can come partake. You can physically come and check us out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that was one thing that I thought that this store and clothes on Sundays would help me do with the podcast is just – take it to the next level to where it's more real world events.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's a pretty good catch up. John is here now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But once again, man, thank y'all so much for your patronage. If you shop with us at Our Spirits and Music, I appreciate that. If you watch the clothes on Sundays, if you watch or listen to the podcast, thank y'all so much. It still feels like the very first time each time we do it, and it still feels like this is only the beginning for what it could be, and for what I want out of it, not just for myself or for us involved that take part in Porch Talk, but just for everybody that gives a crap about it. That's all I got.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that will conclude our interview. It was, like I said, so how was it on the other side?
I'm going to wait 100 episodes or so before I come back.
There we go.
On the other side.
Yeah,
I like being.
He likes the other side better. Understandable, but you know.
In the hot seat. But yeah. Like you said, giving everybody an eye. Well, this is what you put people
through. Yeah, exactly. That's how everybody else feels.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Good deal.
Fantastic. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.